Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable and fun. I'm Pam.
And I'm Business Kim.
Business Kim.
What? You said don't laugh, so I'm business mode right now.
And this episode is a straight-laced math strat chat episode with no laughing, no fun whatsoever, where we are going to chat very seriously about our math strategies. Because every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment, best part, comment on each other's thinking.
Okay, y'all. This past Wednesday, the problem was 44 times 55, and we are curious, how are you solving this problem? Pause the podcast. Solve it. Come on back to hear how we're going to solve it. The problem is 44 times 55.
Oh my gosh, Kim, there's so many things I want to play with right now.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Do you want to play first? Because then I can just play after.
I will if you want.
Or should I go?
You can. You sound very eager. And
I'm kind of eager.
Okay. No, do it. Right. Yes.
So I'm thinking about 44 as 4 times 11. And I'm thinking about 55 as 5 times 11. So 4 times 5 is 20, and 11 times 11 is 121, and now I just have 20 times 121, and so 2 times 121 is 242 times that leftover 10, and so that would be 2,420. Bam!
Yeah.
Flexible like factoring for the win.
Very nice. I'm going to mess with 55s.
Okay.
I'm going to go 4 55s is 220. I know you're going to ask me how I know. How do I know that? I feel like I know that. I guess. No, I didn't think about two of them.
I mean, it's really.
It's kind of not.
450s and 45s is pretty.
Yeah, I was saying I definitely didn't do 255s. I guess I might have 450s. I didn't really think about it too long, I guess, to know. So I'm going to call it 450s and 45s.
Okay.
Maybe. So anyway, 455s is 220, which means then that 40 55s is 2200. So I have 22 tens and 22 hundreds. And 220 and 2200 is 2,420.
Bam.
I like that.
That was almost too easy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling like there should be a difference of squares in here, though.
Go for it.
Am I right, though? I don't know. Let me think. Is that – so 44 is kind of like 50 minus 6.
Mm-hmm.
And 55 is like 50 plus 5.
Mm-hmm.
So 50 times 50, is that 2,500?
Mm-hmm.
And then minus 650s plus 550s is one negative 50, so minus 50. And then minus 6 times plus 5 is negative 30. So I end up with 2,500 minus 80, and 2,500 minus 80 is 2,420. Ooh, and I got a difference of squares off the, yes, bam.
Nice.
I'm so happy. Nice. It's a good day. It's a good day. Because Kim,
yes.
Kim, when math is a good day, because when somebody brought up the difference of squares as a strategy, I had a hard time not only recognizing when it might be a thing to consider, but then really thinking about how to make it work. And so I've gotten better, and I'm not even sure I can describe my thinking, but I've gotten better at thinking about the fact that you're kind of trying to split the difference. Like you're trying to think about a number in between the two factors. So it's 44 and 55.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking about a number that's in betweenish. And here's the kicker. You have to know the square of that number.
Yeah.
I think, or it's not as good of a strategy. So yeah. When I was able to say, well, 50 is kind of in between 44 and 55, then how does 50 relate to 44 and 55? Yeah. Oh, and sure enough, it's just one apart. And then I can, yeah. So I had to know. But I guess I should say, so on my paper, I had 50 minus 6, that quantity, times the quantity 50 plus 5.
Uh-huh.
And then I could kind of use polynomial multiplication to think about that you're using the distributive property, and then it just sort of falls out really nicely. Yeah.
And not long ago, you and I were actually talking about which squares were worth owning.
Oh, yeah.
Like committing to spending the time to have that experience in order to own. So maybe this particular strategy would lend itself to more people as they know more squares.
Yeah, I think you have to know enough. Well, because I just kind of said it only works if you know the square of that first number.
Yeah.
So the more squares you have experience with that you own, then the more often this one might pop out. Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, everyone. We want to see what you're thinking. Solve the problem if you haven't already and you listened to ours first. Major, major no-no. But go ahead and go to MathStratChat post and share the world what you're thinking and check out what other people have done while you're there.
Yeah, and if you'll tag me, I'll comment back and use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out our next MathStratChat problem that we'll post next Wednesday around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then come back here to hear what we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Thanks for keeping spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn 4 routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure outable.